The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's that
key. It's a key.
You know, I gotta tell you. You can't, you cannot question that voice.
You make fun
that
of me.
That is magnificent. This magnificent is voice of Robert Goulet. Huh?
It's appropriate.
Yeah, you're
our
right.
One listener,
you're
Dee,
right.
Was on a tribute and she loves Robert Goulet.
You're right, you're right. Oh, you know what I meant to talk to Mike Gallagher about Thanksgiving Day? He said it was good. The balloons did fly. The balloons
flew
and he,
it
worked okay. It was all right.
Yeah.
Better low. You got a better view, huh?
Yeah, but everybody like got that. To see balloons. Mike didn't pay $1 billion to see
balloons. Hey, it's Piscopo, Morano. Gattulo and the Geneva. It's the all Italian show. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You know, and Debbie Duhaime, of course. And on AM 970, The Answer. Happy Friday. You made it to Friday. Mike's going to be broadcasting from the Holy Land, from Israel, which I just think is great. He's with Dennis Prager doing this great, great trip. We're going to Italy in April. I still think we should broadcast from there. But, you know, I'm with the kids, so I'm going to be watching all my children in the... isn't that name of a isn't that name of a show?
What?
Why you have to bust my chops all the time, Mr. Platonic Friend?
Huh? Fields of Tuscany. Go ahead, kids. Go ahead. Run through the fields.
I'll be with
Joni. Hello there.
Hi. You're embarrassing me now.
I know.
It's
your
meant
cheeks
to,
are getting very red. That's nice. You look great. You look great.
Yeah,
a lot
red.
Of color now.
The blue goes with red. Yeah.
It's nice.
Stop. You are so bad. No, I am alone. I'm by myself.
You do realize if I end up going on this trip with my wife, going to be dangerous.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Me and you mean?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I get to I spy. Hey, kids.
You'll be, your wife will be with a tour group. You'll be with an Italian platonic friend.
No.
Oh, no, Al, Gattulo.
No, I don't have, unless family somehow
Hello.
Shows up.
Buongiorno,
I don't have any,
Al.
Hello. I don't have any.
How do you say platonic in Italian?
It's a nice to be with you, Al.
You're right. Platonic.
Sounds like Mother Convenia, though, but same
voice. A little bit.
Larry King.
Very attractive. Hello. Nice to see you, platonic friend. Are you Italian?
Every impression.
Platonica.
Platonica.
Is that, no, really?
Yeah.
Platonica for Hanukkah.
Platonica. Yeah. Hello, Al. Monday, Friday, Wednesday,
Tuesday. Why do you
Tuesday?
Say it as if the woman is like 85?
Platonica.
He does it in an accent that makes the woman sound like she's stirring a pot of pasta.
I am going to be a platonic
friend. That's Nancy
Adam
Pelosi.
That's Adam Sandler.
Nancy Pelosi losing the teeth. Well, she's scolding James
Rosen. That was my favorite moment. See, I have to, hold it. I just love the drama of it all. And I, you know, I'm such a James Rosen fan because I love reporters. Because I'm a news junkie. Mm-hmm. And I love, like, Ed Henry, who's on their feet. They're so sharp and they're so bright. And then when they come on the show, off the top of their head, they can talk. And James Rosen has that ability to do the same thing. And Major Garrett was on the show, too.
Yeah.
It was great. So these guys are great reporters. And James is fast and he's smart. And plus, he's layered as a human. We love, he's a great impressionist.
Brilliant.
So he goes, do you have the audio of that, by the way, Frank, if you could call that up? God, that was my favorite moment of news. Yet. And Tucker Carlson's show was so great last night, not just because I was on it, and I'm always appreciative of that.
But that's a factor.
He got, well, you think so? I hope so.
Yeah.
But the way he covered Joe Biden yelling at the guy, with Joe Biden calling some guy fat because the guy asked him about, and the guy was being nice, and Biden went after this guy, and then Nancy Pelosi self-destructing, and we're not even into the election season really yet, Frankie. It's crazy. It's going to be nuts. So James Rosen says Nancy Pelosi, after she does her impeachment thing, and you could see she doesn't want the impeachment. You just know it from, because Nancy Pelosi is a political animal. She's smart. She knows this will do nothing but destroy the Democratic Party. She had to do it. She was forced into it. So she does impeachment. She walks off, and James Rosen, in his brilliance, goes, hey, this is James Rosen as Nancy Pelosi ends her press conference yesterday.
Do you hate the president, Madam Speaker? Because
Representative Collins, not anybody in the world. You're not accusing me.
I did not accuse you.
You did.
I asked a question.
You did.
Representative Collins yesterday suggested that the Democrats are doing this simply because they don't like the guy.
I have nothing to do with it. Let me just say that.
I think it's an important point.
I think the president is a coward when it comes
to helping the microphone.
Our kids who are afraid of gun violence. I think he is cruel when he doesn't deal with helping our dreamers. Of which we're very proud. I think he's in denial about the climate crisis. However, that's about the election. This is about the election. Take it up in the election. This is about the Constitution of the United States and the facts that lead to the president's violation of his oath of office. And as a Catholic, I resent you using the word hate
but
in
abortion
a sentence
is okay.
That addresses
yeah.
me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the
time.
That's
a woman under stress.
So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
You know, she is very tough. She is a political animal. She's don't misconstrue this, but you, like I say about Chuck Schumer, they're very smart, very, very smart and very savvy politically. But I love that James Rosen had the guts to do that and to say, do you hate the president? Of course she hates the president. That's a woman under stress right there. You could just say, believe me, I just know it. I don't know whether they say she's drinking. I don't know. I don't want to make those accusations, but I do say she looks completely under stress. But what's wrong is when she goes out, she talks about the dreamers. The president is the one president out of any Republican ever that will actually listen to a deal on the dreamers. He's the guy that said, why don't we just allow 2 million dreamers in? He's the guy. He's the guy who stepped up to the mic, President Trump. He said, let's work out a deal with guns. We want to know something with what's going on with guns. We got to talk. Where are the Democrats? They won't do it. So she's wrong, but they always blame the president. And you know, you talk to somebody and you have a conversation with somebody who's miserable, and they blame everybody else, but they never look inward and say,
that's
you know, if I can help in some way, please let me know. There's none of that coming from her. She's being, I'm telling you, and for Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, to be pressured like she's pressured, you know that's some heavy pressure coming down, because all they care about is impeachment. They have no initiative. They have no platform. You know what, Frankie Five Boroughs? They have no candidate. And they're desperately going after this president. They're going to lose big time.
Well, it's going to be interesting, that's for sure.
Oh, Lord. Let me go to Andrew, my buddy. Andrew! Hi, Andrew. How you doing? Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
How you doing, man? What's going on?
I have nothing against Jewish women. I like Jewish women from Brooklyn, but that's what he sounds like, a female, like an old grandma from Brooklyn.
Who does? Who does what?
Mayor Bloomberg.
Oh, no, no, no.
A female.
Yeah, no. Now, I don't want to sound that. I think, but I think Andrew's Jewish, so he could say that. That's what he could say that. But I didn't want it to
very
sound. Classy, I didn't want to sound Andrew. Racist. But by the way, there was a. And again, we are too sensitive. But any inkling of he? It wasn't Andrew was Jewish, I believe, Frankie. Right?
I think.
So he felt he could make fun, like I could make fun of Italians. There was a comedian last night at this event, this Damiani event. And he started with, now, you know me, I will tell you right on the air, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and I love all religions. Whoever your God is, great. Whoever your God is not, I don't care. I really don't care. He starts, he says, Jesus was a nice Jewish boy. And then he starts, oh, this was such bad taste. He starts saying, Mary was a Jewish mother, and she says to Jesus on the cross,
You couldn't be a doctor?
That's very funny. Who was the comedian?
Oh, I am embarrassed. I don't know his name.
That's very
funny. You couldn't be a doctor. You got to tell everybody you're the son of God. Oh, my God. It was a funny. And we got to call David, get that comedian's name. But and forgive me. Forgive. Don't forget. I make no apologies in my faith in Christ. I keep the cross of Christ here, and he is my Lord and Savior. But everybody's got to laugh. You got to relax.
Absolutely.
So it was funny. It was like the Jewish mother talking
That's
about Jesus, of course. But again, not to make fun of it. We just everybody's got to just lighten up, for crying out loud. It's a quarter after 9 o'clock. Hey, can I go to one more? Let me go to Bob, if I may, in Putnam. Hey, hello, Bob. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thanks for taking the call. I just want to make one small comment about Nancy Pelosi and promoting her Catholic faith. She is a strong representative for those that want abortion in this country. And I'd like to know where she stands on that, being such a great Catholic.
You're right. You okay there, Bob? You're right. You're right. Al fell over. Oh, my God. Is it Friday? Is it right? Bob, thank you. You know what?
No. All right.
No.
I mean, come on.
Stop. You know what? Your point is well taken, Bobby. You're right on the money. I'm a Catholic. I don't hate. She was filled with rage, by the way, as she said that. But if she does it, if she's a Catholic, then is she pro-life, perhaps? Because the Catholics don't believe in abortion? Can we go there, Madam Speaker? So she never said anything about that, and I'm sure she'll have some kind of... Look, when she went after the president, she started going after the president for Dreamers and everything else. There's no argument there. She's in a spot. They have cornered her. The progressive socialists have cornered Nancy Pelosi, in my opinion, to take down this president, because they got nothing. They got nothing. And like you said, Frank, there's a million things they could go after.
Oh, a million and one.
Helping out the kids, the at-risk youth that we're trying
to. How about
out?
Every other day there's a mass shooting in a naval base? How about that?
Boom. Just like that. Hey, Albert, let me tell you, before we break out, tell me about the people without power in the great state of New Jersey. This is inexcusable. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear storm.
I understand.
I don't care what part of Jersey. The northwest part gets hit when these snowstorms come through. So you're telling me 2,000 people remain in the dark
without
this morning?
Power. They're hoping to get it up by tonight. Again, in the northwestern part of Jersey, they got hit very bad by this storm. A lot of ice on the power lines. The stuff goes down.
Crazy.
It's hard for crews to get to these areas. I agree. It's unacceptable. We haven't heard from Governor Murphy at all. Apparently, he's too busy maybe skiing on the ski slide. But he had great advice during the storm.
Most important piece of advice, the biggest caution to give you, is please, if you can, stay in. This is a good
That's fake. That's fake. People are going to think that's real here.
Right. Hey, Governor Phil Murphy, coming
he's
at you.
Coming at you.
Did you go to the ski thing? Looks good. The dream.
But that ski thing has been up for 15 years. They finally got it working. Good for them. Look, I'm the last person in the world who wants to see something like this fail, because it would be on our tax dollars that would have to dismantle this mall, right? So you want people to go there. But it's a huge monstrosity that's going to create tons of traffic. There's no rail system to get people there. There's a light rail. There's bus service. But again, unless they put a train line in there to get more people, you know, to go from the city, who's going there? If I'm going to a mall, I'm not making a trip all the way to MetLife Stadium. And I can't even imagine what the traffic is going to be like next season when they finally get all the stores up and running, right? And there's a football game on Sunday. Whether the Giants or Jets are playing, and now thousands of people are trying to get to this mall.
It's going to be
a disaster.
Hey, so you like Schiano coming back to Rutgers, huh?
You know what? It's a good move for the program. The program themselves wanted to be in the Big Ten. They want to compete. Well, you need a coach that's going to and players that are going to be able to compete in this conference. They have been getting shelled and shellacked for a number of years. A lot of people, season ticket holders, were calling the university when the talks fell through, saying they were going to cancel their tickets. People are screaming about his salary in a private jet. His salary compared to other Big Ten coaches is minuscule compared to what these other guys make. The problem is you've got to be able to recruit. Private jet to get players, to recruit players. It's not to take wherever he wants. And then
No
maybe
offense.
Take radio hosts.
No offense
around
to the former governor of the state of New Jersey, Chris Christie. You should pipe down and shut up.
What did he say?
Ripping Schiano for having a private jet when you took a state helicopter on the taxpayer's dime to fly to your son's baseball games.
Here we go.
He repaid, I think, one chopper flight, and the rest of them was on our dime. Sorry, I got a big problem with that. Keep your mouth shut.
So is that what happened? They went back and forth. They think so I should strike up a real good friendship with Greg Schiano so maybe he could take me around. Rattling that jet, Frankie.
But he can only use it. He can only use it to recruit players. There was a big discrepancy.
I think it's great that he's back. I think it's great that he's back.
Look, again, if you want to compete in the big leagues in college,
you've got to have the right players
and personnel around to do it.
All right.
I do want to mention the jobs numbers just came out.
Yes,
and,
please.
U.S. payrolls rose with 266,000 new jobs. Wages also up. That is far beyond what people were expecting. So,
what is Bloomberg saying about that?
What is Nancy Pelosi saying about that? That's a good question.
All right. Thank you, Frankie, for bringing that up. Joe DeGenova.
She's a Catholic. You can't ask her about that.
Joe is a former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. Brilliant legal mind. And we're very privileged to have Mr. DeGenova join us on the program coming up momentarily. It's 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Debbie's out there looking out for you diligently on this Friday. Debbie, how are we doing this morning?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Joe, Frank, Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's go out to Poughkeepsie. 9 northbound, getting up toward River Edge Drive, getting up through Poughkeepsie. Watch out. It's an accident over there. Problems continue for you this morning as you head over to the LIE eastbound at Sunnyside Boulevard. Tractor trailer fire, 3 lanes blocked. It's really busy in both directions. Also, alternate volume on the Northern State eastbound, getting out toward that merge with the LIE. Expect delays this morning on the Harlem River Drive south, down through the 140s. Remember, alternate side parking in effect, but it is a gridlock alert day today. Let's see what's happening here as you head to 17. That's still closed at Franklin Turnpike. Getting into Ramsey, a truck went into a pole and you have down wires. What a mess. A head-on collision being investigated over in Jersey City on Kennedy Boulevard, out by Montgomery Street as well. Route 1 south at Old Post Road in Edison, a crash. Partly cloudy today, high of 48. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Did you get the Noble coin yet? Will you please go to TrumpCoin2020.com and you'll get this a piece of artwork. Noble Gold has just released that new President Trump Commander-in-Chief coin, beautiful limited edition collector's piece, just in time for the 2020 re-election campaign. The front of this new silver 1 ounce coin features the bust of President Trump with his hand over his heart, with the American flag flying behind him. You know, and I always tell you, the reverse side is great. It's got President Trump's promise, you know, to us, saying we will make America strong again, proud again, safe again. We will make America great again. Noble Gold is giving you, kind enough to listen to me, a promo code. If you use Piscopo, you get $10 off and a free collector's case. I ordered it. I got it. It's great. It's a perfect gift, even for your liberal friends. Just to for a laugh, you know what I mean? You go to TrumpCoin2020.com, put in Piscopo, you get $10 off, you get a free collector's case, give it to a friend, say, look, I love you, I don't care what you believe, but this is a beautiful piece it's like a beautiful piece of artwork, and this Noble Gold Donald Trump Commander-in-Chief coin, and you can have a laugh about it, you know? But if you have conservative friends, forget about it. They're really, really going to love this. The offer is only valid for a very limited time, so please don't wait. Use the promo code Piscopo for $10 off the new Donald Trump Commander-in-Chief coin, plus a new collector's case to display this beautiful silver commemorative coin. Visit, please, TrumpCoin2020.com, promo code Piscopo.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
There is a battle being fought right here in America. The radical left is trying to silence anyone who disagrees with them. They want to shut you up.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. If we can't speak freely, we can't be heard.
But one film is fighting back.
No Safe Spaces.
Every American should see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to nosafespaces.com for tickets.
I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. A show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. On this week's show, award-winning playwright Ken Ludwig talks about the world premiere of his new play. Also, Broadway performer Marty Thomas and opera diva Christina Fontanelli join me. And a food entrepreneur and banana expert will be on the show. All on Bagels and Broadway this Saturday morning at 9.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about the Perillo Tour, the Steve Perillo Tour we're going on in April. We want you to experience Good Friday and Easter Sunday in Rome with a group mass on Easter Sunday. How special is that? 800-431-1515. We want you to go. I don't want you to be left out. So many people are left out. First of all, we are just... This is selling out so quickly. It's selling out. So many people are going. I'm so excited about it, but I don't want you to be left out. Joe, I wanted you to. I want to go with the. On you. So many people say, I saw the Perillo Episcopo Tour. How can I go? You go to PerilloTours.com or you call 800-431-1515. Janice is standing by. Diana is over there at the Perillo. This great, great, the great folks at Perillo. Good Friday, Easter Sunday in Rome. And look at this. The first of our five intimate group dinners will take place in Rome with a special performance by Steve Perillo and yours truly. Oh, yeah. Frank Sinatra in Rome, baby. Then we venture to Assisi, the hill town in the Umbria region. The next phase of our trip will be spent in the Tuscan countryside, where we will take daily excursions to historic areas like Siena and Pisa and Florence and Cinque Terre. I will see you at all of our group dinners. And I'm going to jump on those day trip excursions when I can. It's going to be spectacular. 800-431-1515. You can say, look, book me with the Perillo Episcopo Tour. 800-431-1515. I'd love to see you in Italy. PerilloTours.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Piscopo on the radio on a Salem's flagship station here in New York. 50,000 watts screaming out of New York, but around the country, around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. Joe DeGeneva is a former United States attorney for the District of Columbia, a brilliant, brilliant legal mind, all around great guy. Joe, welcome back to the show, man. Great to have you with us this morning.
Wonderful. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving was great with my mom. We had lasagna. As an Italian, Joe, do you eat turkey at Thanksgiving? I mean, not so much, right?
Turkey and pasta.
There it is. You got it. Joe, I've been dying to talk to you about Nancy Pelosi's comments yesterday, this whole impeachment fiasco. Give us your take, if you would, Mr. DeGeneva.
She's a zombie. You watch her at that town hall on CNN with Jake Tapper.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing to watch a woman and a public official behave in such a bizarre way. She is obviously lying through her teeth at the other news conference earlier when she said she doesn't hate the president. She hates the president. There's no doubt about it. I mean, she can lie about it all she wants, but the truth is their opposition to the president and their desire to impeach him began in January of 2017, when he took the oath of office, and the public statements by many people in her party verify that. So what we are seeing play out in this impeachment proceeding is a disgrace under our Constitution. It's an embarrassment, but it has to be fought and fought hard. And I think, of course, the House is going to impeach the president. I can't imagine that after all these steps, they're not going to figure out a way to extort enough votes to impeach him. But when it gets to the Senate, I hope the Republicans will do what they're supposed to do, which is defend the president and demonstrate that the prosecution in this case from the House is a fraud and involves the kind of misconduct that should never be rewarded by a change in public policy. So I hope they embarrass the Democrats. I hope they embarrass Schiff. I hope they embarrass the Bidens, who are as corrupt as any family in American politics has ever been.
Well, going through what happened at the Judiciary Committee hearings, Joe, I mean, what was that? And they had all those professors. First of all, how great was Jonathan Turley?
Yeah, he's a good guy. I've known Jonathan for many years.
Yeah.
He's a good, rational Democrat.
Democrat.
He's a fine lawyer. He's an interesting guy. He tries very hard. I don't know if you've heard already this morning. He received threats.
Yep.
After his testimony,
saw that.
There's a student movement to get him fired. Of course, he's tenured, so I don't think he can be fired. But this is the shutdown free speech movement. If they don't like what you say, they try to silence you. George Soros's people tried to silence me when I criticized him for his undue influence at certain government agencies like the Department of State and the FBI. This is all part of a plot to cancel people, to shut them up, to stop debate. And so for all of these liberals and these lovely Democrats who say they believe in free speech, they do not. They believe in only their speech, and people have to start fighting back and taking them on.
Well, what did the framers of the Constitution intend to be an impeachable offense, Joe?
Well, they started off at a pretty high level, treason.
Yeah.
That's a pretty high level, treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors. And the truth is that they were looking for offenses against the state and against the Constitution. Nothing that this president has done comes anywhere close to that. In fact, all of his conduct is perfectly innocent. It may not be as elegant as some people would like, but his behavior is clearly legal, constitutional, and within the framework of the powers of the president under Article 2. And the notion that a bunch of bureaucrats from the Department of State can come in and testify before the Intelligence Committee, they had policy differences with the president of the United States and so therefore didn't implement his policies, tried to subvert them, and now want him removed from office. Can you imagine? This is a banana republic that you saw playing out in front of. These were Russian show trials under Stalin, Soviet show trials. Adam Smith and Jerry Nadler are an embarrassment to democracy.
You know, so Joe, you're so eloquent, and you could verbalize so much better than I can, man. So with respect, Joe DeGeneva on the phone at 9:31. Help me at the Mueller probe. But I'm a street guy. I'm from Bloomfield Avenue outside of Newark. I'm a street guy. I see the Mueller probe, and I see the fiasco, and I see the collateral damage of everybody from Michael Caputo to Hope Hicks to General Flynn get taken to, and then the press just accepts this Ukraine fiasco, this phone call. Yep. And as a street guy, I'm going, wait, that makes no sense. You can't. You just tried to fool us with one fiasco, with one hoax. Now you're going to go right to the other, and the press goes hook, line, and sinker and creates the narrative. I mean, how can I verbalize how ridiculous this is? I mean, how do you get to those people that maybe are fringe that are actually believing this nonsense, Joe?
I don't know. I think you just did a pretty good job.
Thanks, man.
I will say this. What this situation requires is repetition of the message.
Yeah, yeah.
Denunciation,
yeah.
Ridicule. What we have to do is adopt the tactics of Saul Alinsky. You ridicule your opponents in this. I hate to say this, but you must despise your opponents in this because it's for the good of the country.
Wow.
Despising people. See, I'm an Italian, Joe, as you might remember, and I believe in vendetta. I believe in getting even, and I believe that that is a healthy human response and a healthy human emotion. We need to get vendetta for the president of the United States to teach the Democrats a lesson. Political vendettas are good things.
Whew.
They help shape the public mind.
Whew. Man, oh, man, Joe. This is good. So you're telling me the Senate should take this to trial. Is that what you're saying, Joe?
If they won't throw it out, which is my preferred position, they should dismiss it on a vote that the charges are insufficient, that the process that the House used is corrupt, that the chairman of the committee that gathered most of the evidence to Schiff committed abuses of power,
and
so therefore the Senate will not recognize the charges. That would be my preferred position. If not, put everybody on trial, put everybody on the witness stand, including Schiff and the Bidens.
Wow. And what's happening with this investigating the investigators from the Attorney General's office? Are we going to see anything? Some of us want to see that. We want to see them going after. Like you said, is that the Italian in us? Probably, Joe. Yes. You know, but is anything going to happen with that, you know? The Republicans going to...
I can tell you this.
Yeah.
I can tell you this. I have utmost faith in the good judgment of Bill Barr and John Durham as the kind of people who should always be looking at very sensitive matters like this. I actually care deeply about the fact that it's being investigated by good people, and I'm sure no matter what happens, we're going to find out from the Attorney General and Mr. Durham what went on. If people are charged, as far as I'm concerned, that's great. I want people who broke the law to be charged. But along with that, I want a full public accounting of what happened. I want a Dick and Jane A through B, starting in 2016 when they did the illegal spying on Americans.
Yes, sir.
Through FBI contractors getting illegal access to NSA databases. I want to know all about that. I want it laid out. I want it laid out cold. So we'll see. You know, I hope they indict some people, but if they don't, at least we'll get some answers.
Hey, Joe DiGenova, man, I'm telling you, we so appreciate you joining us. And Rudy Giuliani, you know, I know the mayor is a personal friend, so complete transparency there.
Personal friend of mine.
And I know he's going. The Ukraine is a cesspool of corruption. The one of the greatest fighters of corruption is Rudolph Giuliani. He's over. What's the big deal with that, Joe? I mean, now I'm afraid they're going to go after Rudy just because he was trying to do the right thing, man, right?
Well, I think what's happened is the Democrats have done a very good job of corrupting the American media, which is completely unreliable as a source of information.
Yeah.
False stories on the front page of the New York Times, the Washington Post, even the Wall Street Journal has screwed up its reporting. They get a number of things wrong repeatedly in their stories, and they repeat false information published by other news outlets. Rudy's done what any good lawyer would do. He's representing his client, the President of the United States. And, for example, you know, you saw the phone logs, the phone calls and the phone records of innocent Americans that were accessed by Adam Schiff. And then published in a report. They published a phone call from my wife, Victoria Tente, my law partner.
It is
absolutely outrageous what Schiff has gotten away with. And Victoria has gotten a number of emails from people saying, why don't you sue Schiff? And the answer is you can't. Because they are protected by something called the speech or debate clause inside the Constitution. For any of their official acts, they cannot be held accountable in another place.
Oh.
But let me remind you, life is long. Things don't have to be accounted for right away. Vendettas frequently take a long time to play out. I believe very seriously that vendettas are healthy, and Mr. Schiff will have his chance now or in the future.
Joe, what a great conversation. Joe DiGenova right there, former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. Brilliant legal mind. Political vendetta is a good thing. Joe, we love you, man. And hopefully when you come to New York, we'll have a chance to get together, my friend.
You bet, Joe. Take care.
Merry Christmas, Joe. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Indeed. 9:37 with Joe on the radio. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
40 degrees at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Nassau County Police are going to work together with Amazon's Ring Doorbell in a controversial program that police say will help them solve crimes faster. Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder says the doorbell company will ask customers to share their video if a crime is committed in their neighborhood. The hope is the video will help police solve crimes like porch package thefts faster. Police must request access to videos within a certain time frame, and customers can choose whether to share them with officers. But privacy experts are asking what will be done with the video once an investigation is complete. Nassau County Police are now among at least 600 police departments nationwide that have made partnerships with Ring. Star Trek's first female writer has died at the age of 80. DC Fontana was a writer for the original Star Trek series and is credited with molding the character of Spock. She also co-wrote the pilot for Star Trek The Next Generation in 1987. Dorothy Catherine Fontana was the show's first female writer, went by the name DC Fontana, so producers in the 1960s wouldn't know She's a woman. William Shatner, who played Captain Kirk, tweeted that she was a pioneer and that her work will continue to influence for generations to come. Fontana died Monday after a brief illness. In sports, Knicks losers of eight straight after being crushed by the Nuggets 129-92. Rangers skate past the Blue Jackets 3-2, and the Islanders beat the Golden Knights in overtime by the final of 3-2. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
And good morning, Al. It's a gridlock alert day today. Let's see what's happening as you travel around right now. Inbound GWB is moving okay. Outbound, it's construction on that upper level till 2:30. Lincoln Tunnel looks fine into town. Holland Tunnel looks like you're waiting about 10 minutes. Problems continue for you on the LIE this morning. LIE eastbound at Sunnyside Boulevard. Tractor trailer fire. It looks like three lanes are still blocked. The fire is out. It's an ongoing investigation here on the LIE east at Sunnyside Boulevard. Problems on Route 17 in Ramsey. 17 is closed in both directions right at Franklin Turnpike. A truck went right into a telephone pole, down wires across all lanes. Stop and go traffic as well as you take a ride to 9 northbound, getting up through Poughkeepsie into River Edge Drive. It's an accident in the process of being cleared. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 48. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Hey, Joe on the radio, it's Red Kettle time. Thanks so much for giving. You know, our buddy Border Fox just said he gave $100. He won $100 in the lottery just now. He went to team970.org, and he donated. So thank you so much for that, Border Fox. Appreciate it. The Vistolas, Tony and Marianne gave $100. Thank you very much. Tommy Chang gave $100. Appreciate it. Don't forget, our friend Mike Lindell is sending a MyPillow to the first five people who donate $100 or more. Following this announcement this Christmas, the Salvation Army invites you to join the fight for good, and I do too. Al gave money. Me and Frankie gave money. Mike Gallagher made a huge donation. We invite you to do the same. You know what? It's a fight to support the 13 million children who live in poverty across the United States. And you know this is a cause that's been near and dear to me for years. I've been telling you about that. It's a fight to bring Christmas to the thousands who've lost everything in this year's fires. And a fight to help the hardworking families across the communities who struggle to put food on the table, make rent, keep the electricity on, for crying out loud, every single day. In fact, the Salvation Army serves over 23 million people in the United States every year with vital services like shelter, meals, holiday assistance. Go to, please, team970.org. At team970.org, whether you give a little, you give a lot, every single dollar does a world of good in your community. And don't forget, Mike Lindell is sending a MyPillow to the first five people who donate $100 or more following this announcement. Together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good. Team970.org.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Attention homeowners. With a strong housing market, if you bought a home more than a year ago, chances are you have equity in your home. And with one call to Cash Call Mortgage, that equity can mean cash in your pocket. The cash you need for the upcoming holidays, to remodel your home, or just keep in your pocket. The timing to take advantage of your home's equity has never been better. The Fed's just lowered interest rates. So if you have an interest rate higher than 2.99%, give us a call to see if we can lower your monthly mortgage payment and get you the cash you need. At Cash Call Mortgage, we're a direct lender and we can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing cost. The holidays are coming fast, so get the extra cash you need now. For a free quote to see if you qualify, call Cash Call Mortgage at 800-990-6947. That's 800-990-6947. 800-990-6947.
All right, come on. You got to go to Parry & Sons. If you want something, you want jewelry, fine jewelry, designer watches, designer jewelry, like all good things, you know, eventually come to an end. Listen, the Parians, they're going out of business. Glenn and Maria are deciding. So now you get, this is great for you. This is great. It's great for them, too. They put in, not, they didn't put 100 years in, but the whole family has put about 98 years in of being the great jewelry store, legendary jewelry store in the great state of New Jersey. Started in Clifton, right? Now it's in Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. And the time has come for Glenn and Maria to retire. But first, they must liquidate everything store-wide. So everything at Parian & Sons has been discounted up to 70%. Yes, I said 70%. Parian & Sons, they've always been known for superior quality. This week, you can buy the jewelry and the watches of your dreams up to 70% off. Are you kidding me? Nothing is being held back. It's very easy to get to. I've been telling you about Parian & Sons. I've been telling you about the diamonds. I've been telling you about the watches. I've been telling you about the designer jewelry. Parian & Sons going out of business sale is going on right now, right on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Parian and Sons.
Everybody knows this guy. No, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Ah, you found it.
Had a very shiny nose.
Mr. Ray.
And if you ever saw it, you would even think it goes.
This is great.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
Come on now.
They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
Man, that is good. That Greg, our buddy Greg in sales just said, you got to, how about top five Christmas songs? He said, Ray Charles, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I said, I didn't even know. Did you know that Ray Charles did that, huh? You found
I did not.
How about dig that up? You did. You dug that up, and that is great. Thanks. So anyway, Frankie Five Boroughs, 9:45, and I want to make sure we cover everything. Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. This active shooter at Pensacola Naval Base is dead, so there's no longer an active shooter there.
That's right. At least one person dead, and looks like about 10 others injured and taken to the hospital.
Wow, man. And then something happening in Pearl Harbor. This was
It looks like 11 taken to the hospital.
All right. And so in Pearl Harbor, we're not identifying these shooters, correct?
Well, the Navy hasn't at this point.
Reason for that?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they don't want to make them a celebrity posthumously discourage any sort of copycat crimes. But I don't know. I certainly... They did put out a statement saying they were unaware in the Pearl Harbor case if it was just a random shooting or whether the victims were targeted for whatever reason. So we don't really know the motivation, at least not yet, in either case. But certainly, very frightening that this still happens so often.
I know, it really isn't that it's happening now. Hey, Joe on the radio, just breaking down the news just for you as we go through the day. You know, this whole impeachment situation is going to go on and on and on. I don't know. It's so funny. It's great to hear. I love Joe DiGenova. He's so great. And he says vendetta, political vendetta is a good thing. I know. Listen, I am of the belief if the president, after the Mueller probe, and I said this after the Mueller probe, the president doesn't go to the press from with the chopper, Marine One in the background. He just does a, flip of a hand on his forehead. Thanks. Good to see you guys. Look, it's over. Let's all get together. Let's an olive branch to the press now after the Mueller probe fiasco and embarrassment, political failure that it was. So, but he went after them. But then because they know he knows they're going to come back again. He makes a phone call. There's 100 people on his phone call. He knows what he's doing. Hey, that's Donald Trump. He knows exactly what he's doing. He doesn't say anything that's out of the ordinary. Oh, they jump on this because some Democratic whistleblower says something. And now it's a whole nother fiasco. So I'm thinking maybe Joe's right. Maybe the political vendetta is the best thing. Maybe the Republicans should go after the Democrats in a harsh way. I believe in an olive branch. I would love to see that. And I think the president, if he took the high road, would come out better. But that's what I believe. But I may be wrong, and I open myself up to that because maybe Joe knows best. I mean, he's a fighter. He's a brilliant legal mind. Maybe a political vendetta is the best thing to do. Go to trial. call everybody to trial, you know, and just burn it up, no?
Well, look, I mean, if they were to pursue a vendetta, I don't know how things would look much different than they are now. I mean, you have Washington so incredibly polarized,
yeah, man.
You know, that you have neither party willing to work with the other on almost anything. I mean, I don't see how it's really helpful to the American people to be looking at settling personal political scores instead of doing the people's business.
I like the word vendetta, though.
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it gets me.
I like how he explained it, though. He wasn't angry about it. Vendettas take a while.
Yeah, exactly.
He was
take
great.
Time, but
he was
they're
great.
Worth it.
Like, I love that Carrigan put that out. Vendetta, political vendettas are a good thing. Joe DiGenova, I love that. Hey, it's 9:48, so I'm going out to the Scottish Rite Center with Dan Rodriguez. If you're out.
You going to the airport right now?
I'm going to the airport right now.
Wow.
So I'm going out. Big Mike's picking me up, and I'm going to go right out.
I offered to give you a lift to the airport.
Yeah, you should take.
Thank you. But you see, I got to walk with you. I got to go down. We got to.
Well, I got to go all the way on the other side of Wall Street.
Al gave me a ride home about 7 years ago.
That was it.
Yes.
That was it. But then you're going to argue with the person that kind of is in your way.
You know,
you don't need that stress. You don't need
Hold on a second. How am I arguing?
Up my computer.
How
now,
am I arguing?
And,
I'm taking
by the
to
way,
the
our friend Arthur Idala threw a great party last night.
He
probably listening to us on the way right now. He's got a big bail hearing for Harvey Weinstein today in Manhattan. Wow. So we wish him and Harvey the best of luck.
Well, Arthur, the party was good, though?
Great party.
Yeah, and I miss it, of course. And now 9:30 was going on. So after Rachel and I left.
He doesn't remember what time it was.
I didn't remember to take my hat or my credit card.
Where's the credit card? Did Rachel find the credit card?
No, it's at the bar.
Did they have it?
I don't know. I'm going to go there later.
Please film this. I can't wait for this scene. Hi, I was here last night at the party. You have my credit card? Oh, by the way, I'm missing a hat.
Unfortunately, I have left my credit card in many places before, and usually it's
Well, you know what they do now? If you leave a credit card for a tab at a lot of places, if you don't pick it back up, they automatically charge you a 20% tip.
So we got to find somebody.
Yeah, well, I would tip that.
We got to find somebody to make a $10,000 donation to team970.org.
You know why? For me
to appear at the New Year's Eve party.
Ah, all right. So if we can get somebody to do a $10,000 donation.
And they will get. I know exactly what I'll do. I thought about it in my mind before I said it that I will go down Lake City and I will appear if someone makes a $10,000, nothing less. Sorry, it's got to be $10,000, and they get a free ride down there.
Of course.
Then I will be there. And then I'll get up on New Year's Eve, and then I'll go work Pennsylvania where I have to go work.
Terrific. Huh?
How's that? Yeah.
Wonderful.
Debbie.
So team970.org.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay.
Debbie, you
okay.
going to the New Year's Eve thing?
Well, yeah, I can't afford the $10,000 donation, but I did make a $50 donation.
I can't either.
I made the $50 donation.
It was great. Listen.
I'm thinking about the New Year's Eve party. I just have to check my schedule, as they say in English.
Schedule.
Yes, I say. You know what was really cool when I was in England? I met a guy that used to play cricket with my grandfather.
Ooh.
No, he was 92.
Oh, okay.
So he said to me, he goes, you're the Reverend Eagle's granddaughter? Yes, I play cricket with the Reverend Eagles.
That's great.
Cool. I met somebody that played cricket with my grandfather.
That was
so amazing.
You're the best,
Steph. That was so cool.
Listen, have a great, great, safe weekend. We're thinking about you. Hopefully you'll get a chance to rest a little bit. And we'll talk to you on Monday and everything. So we love you. We always appreciate you doing such a great job, Deb. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. And by the way, again, thank you to Arthur for that fabulous party last night. So much fun. And good morning, Joe. And let's see what's happening here on the LIE. Everybody, avoid the LIE eastbound at Sunnyside Boulevard. 3 lanes still blocked from a tractor-trailer fire, so a huge mess in both directions, LIE into Sunnyside Boulevard. We're still seeing delays on the Deegan North at the Cross Bronx, accident right on that ramp. It's causing delays in both directions. Harlem River Drive South, getting down through the 120s, a collision. Remember, it's a gridlock alert day. You may want to take mass transit. If you're heading to the inbound GWB, you're moving okay. It's a stalled truck on the upper level, but no major issues. Lincoln's okay. Holland about 15 to 20. 17 is still closed in Ramsey out by Franklin Turnpike. A truck went right into a telephone pole, down wires. Head-on investigation still going on. Head-on collision, the investigation going on at JFK Boulevard over in Jersey City as well. So try to avoid that at all costs. And Route 1 is still busy at Old Post Road with an accident cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. 9:52 with Joey on the radio. He's taking my vegetables and my fruits of balance of nature. I have my fruits in my hand that I'm going to take post-show. We invite you to do the same. It's time to try Balance of Nature fruits and vegetables in capsule form. You hear everyone talking about Balance of Nature. And Greg, by the way, in sales just said, you know, Joe, I just started on it yesterday. I can feel a difference today. I'm telling you. You know, it's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Antioxidants that you put in your body. It's that simple, but it's that brilliant that Dr. Howard came up with this concept. 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. And when I tell you a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, are you kidding me? Look, Greg says he feels better. I feel better. I'm going to take this. I'm going to hop on a plane going to Oakland, California. Frankie started this whole thing. He knows what he's talking about. Albert, Debbie, we're all doing Balance of Nature. We want you to be part of the family. Now, if you call or go online, you can become a preferred customer, which will give you our best pricing and free shipping, and we will take an additional 25% off your first order. And this will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. 25% off and free shipping. Are you kidding me? 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
The holidays are a time for family. Until you mention politics, and then it's all screaming meltdowns.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. Americans are afraid to speak out even at their own holiday table. But there is a film that is fighting back, No Safe Spaces.
No Safe Spaces? It really is fantastic. You should go check it out.
I am over the moon about No Safe Spaces. Every American needs to see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com for tickets.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda. Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 tomorrow morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Clouds will break for occasional sunshine today, becoming breezy, not as chilly this afternoon, a high of 47. A few spots will see a shower of rain or rain mixed with wet snow late this afternoon or early tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy, brisk and turning colder tonight, low 32 in Midtown, but 26 in some suburbs. Blustery and quite cold tomorrow, despite plenty of sunshine, a high of 38, but wind chills will stay in the 20s. Sunday will be not as cold with a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Rob Miller on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, on the radio, 5 minutes. I'm going to give you right past 10 o'clock, right past 10 o'clock. You're tired of dealing with dummies. Where are you going to go? Route 22, Toyota. I got to do a song. I want to go in the showroom. I want to put a tuxedo on. I want to go with Iggy. I want to go to Carmelo and Johnny and Chris. And I want to be in Route 22 Toyota in a tuxedo with a, you know, with a drink in my hand. Frankie, you give me some bourbon. Route 22 Toyota.
You should do it when I go to get my tires rotated. This way.
Okay, you can be entertained. You can be entertained. I would do that in a second. You're going to love the brand new showroom, brand new customer lounge, for crying out loud. That state-of-the-art service center. We love Route 22 Toyota, and you will too. Now we're going to give you past to 10 o'clock. I'll give you to 10:05. Mike comes up at 10:05. Boom. That's what I'm going to give you to, because I am Joey Generosity. How are you? Nice to see you. Where you from? First five callers, next 5 minutes. Plus, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. All you got to say is, Joey sent me. That's all you got. I'm sorry. If you call, you should call right now, by the way. 855-621-9949. Ask for Alex Kinsella. Ask for Johnny. Ask for Chris. All European models are excluded. But if you go, Joey sent me. They'll know exactly what you're talking about. And you get a free multi. I'm telling you, they're a family. They're fun. They're great. You don't have to deal with dummies at Route 22 Toyota. And now this, first five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. This is a great deal. 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. First five callers, next 5 minutes, from our friends, the family, at Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Hey, Frankie, thanks for a great week of shows. Always, man, appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.
Murano in the morning. That's Sunday morning, followed by the great John Catsimatidis.
We'll be taking a deep dive into the immune system.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to listen to that one. You know I'll be listening. And then that's a great radio block. Murano in the morning and the great John Catsimatidis. And Al, when's the beer cast?
Not on this week. Preempted for Seton Hall basketball. All right. We'll be back next week.
All right. We'll keep it. But thank you, Albert. Always. And Debbie, we love you and thank you very much. And most of all, you know, we love you through these crazy times. I meet you. I see you. We go. We do charity events. We have fun. We laugh. You're a good person. We are a good people. So enjoy it, okay? Make it the best weekend ever because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
40 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey Transit banning all beverages on its trains, light rails, and buses during Hoboken Santa Con this weekend. Railroad officials say no beverages of any kind in any type of container, open or closed, will be permitted on Saturday. Thousands of holiday revelers expected to be donning Santa suits, hitting the bars in the popular event for the city that runs from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's going to be a roller coaster of temperatures the next few days in the New York City area. Forecasters predicting the mercury to take a big dip heading into the weekend with a high of only 37 Saturday. Gradually warms up Sunday. Monday and Tuesday, temps will be near 60 degrees, 10 to 15 degrees above average for this time of year. Lots of rain will come with it. Maybe a snow shower by Wednesday. In sports, Knicks blown out by the Nuggets. Rangers skate past the Blue Jackets. Islanders over the Golden Nuggets in overtime. You now know what's going on. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Al Catullo, AM 970, The Answer.